I flip ball for about, on and off for about 10 or 12 years, but pretty well every night.
But that in itself would have been, you know, that's remarkable, but nothing like these other things.
But it hung over and into my adult life, where instead of getting up and walking, I used to suffer from sleep paralysis, which is the feeling that somebody is sitting on you. Which is very scary.
It's very scary.
You have your eyes open looking
around.
There
is an amusing angle to this, of course.
There is,
you know, waking up and someone sitting on you.
Then the point would happen was that I would start reacting to it. So I used to get up, I used to shout, I used to run around the house. I once started bellowing from the top of the stairs, and my parents came rushing out, going, "The hell's going on?" And I just used to stare and shout at people, and I used to have to warn people when I went to stay in anyone else's house that if this happened, then not to worry, because there was a fairly high chance, especially if I was an unfamiliar.
Look, you know the nonsense about you couldn't wake up a sleepwalker. Did anyone slap you silly and wake you up out?
People used to get genuinely really scared the whole idea of it, because there'd be this wide-eyed, staring madman, usually stark naked, standing in the middle of their landing, bellowing at them. But often really inconsequential or stupid things. I once frightened the life out of somebody who, I leapt out of bed. I used to jump out of bed.
Yeah.
I mean, just clear the room, holding my duvet and standing in the...
Holding your duvet,
standing in the middle of the floor. I woke her up and I was standing in the middle of the floor holding this thing, stark naked, at 2 o'clock in the morning, shouting, "It's all right, it's all right, I'm Mark. I'm Swedish."
This is what he said yesterday. this
has got to run at the Whitehall Theatre with Brian Ricks in the lead.
I'm not aware where it came from.
That's all right then.
The thing is, you know, it's so difficult these days when you're going to, we don't have dinner parties, but if we did, to find some kind of entertainment that everyone could agree upon. And, you know, the after dinner games are dead these days. But if I could arrange for you to come around and sleep at our house, and you go to bed early, and then we all sit downstairs in the front room, and everyone says, why are we all sitting? Shh, please, just wait. Just wait.
Wait a couple of minutes, you'll be there.
Where's Mark gone? Shh, just wait. And then you get the old clock of 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Danny, what are you doing? Shush. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now. I'm Mark, it's all right, I'm Swedish. Wow, very good, Vader. Wonderful entertainment you've laid on for us. Why is he naked? Set your clock by it. He goes off once on the hour, every hour.
One thing I could never do was absolutely fatal was falling asleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
Going to bed, you know, normally I could stand, it's a reasonable chance of making it through the night without doing something stupid. But if I fell asleep on the sofa, it happened every time.
Mm-hmm.
And once got up, I was with these friends in the house, I fell asleep on the sofa, and got up, apparently started wandering around the place, and moving people. They were sitting on the chairs, and I was getting the holding arms and pulling them up and moving them, and they're going, "What, Mark, what's up?" And I was going, no, I was going, "It's Linton Kwesi Johnson."
This is the other thing you told us, isn't it? Linton Kwesi Johnson.
I don't know why. There may have been somebody who played a Linton Kwesi Johnson.
Like that scene in The Exorcist where she wanders into the front room, wheeze on the carpet, and says, "You're going to all die up there."
That's right. But it's anything that's in your, that you remember in your subconscious. Apparently, I've had to see doctors about this, and they said that whatever you remember, whatever is in your subconscious, you're falling asleep, dreaming about it, and then you're reacting to it. But instead of, like, being asleep, the part of your brain is still allowing you to move when it shouldn't. And that's what happened. You're actually walking around reacting to what you're dreaming.
Well, I told you about a month ago on Sky, there was a program about this, but they tried to present it as possession and real people sitting on people's chests.
Well, you can understand why people thought.
And they had cameras on people, and they're doing exactly what you said. They're people all night, and they were going, They didn't. The Swedish thing didn't come into it, but they were going, and they were just leaping around the room, and then there was, calm down, no, it's on my chest, it's on my, and it was plainly a nutcase program, but I didn't realize I knew.
But that's
one
really
of the
scary. That's really scary that happens, because you can't move, but you're awake.
I think that's
And you're struggling, and what you don't want to do is go back to sleep. Because if you think you're going to go back to sleep, you think something awful is going to happen to you. So you're desperately trying to stay awake.
You're
going to
be naked at the top of the stairs.
You can't stand up.
Something awful is going to happen to you. I don't know where that leads in terms of phone-ins and stuff. I don't want to form a support group on the air or anything.
To be honest, touch wood, it hasn't happened for about 3 or 4 years.
Well, that's a shame.
No, it's not.
Do it for the show. Come on, bring it back. Whatever part of the brain you have to
drop off.
Whatever.
I'll stay up all night.
And then
just drop off in the car. corner.
Well, it's superb. It's a wonderful. And the way you were just unravelling it yesterday, I don't think you realised how many people were kicking each other under the table. Let him go on.
I thought people were unusually attentive.
It was cathartic.
Normally people glaze over after about, you know, a couple of minutes.
And when you got up and went to the toilet, didn't you hear that? The huge explosion of laughter. It was terrible, Mark. No, it's awful. It's awful. No, we're not. We think it's a terrible thing.
I'm Swedish at the top of the stairs with the old fella swinging away.
I don't think that's what the BBC wants from its sports reporters. I certainly don't.